May the Lord in his love and mercy help you. May the Lord free you from sin and save you and raise you up. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Accidents on the plant floor keep multiplying until one proves fatal. The death has the potential to unite the overwhelmed workforce. Frick knows what's coming.
Dear Andrew, I'm not prepared to believe we will win without a severe struggle. I regret to say it does not seem that there is any other course open for us. We would better make the fight and be through with it.
One thing we are all sure of. No contest will be entered into that will fail. We all approve of anything you do. We are with you to the end.
Knowing his boss has his back, Frick throws the first punch. He tells workers that Carnegie Steel won't negotiate and conditions won't be improving.
Frick didn't understand that the steel workers believed that the mill belonged to them. They were the ones who made the steel. You know, it was their plant. And they weren't gonna let this nasty little Frick take it from them.
Under the management of Mr. Frick, the Carnegie Company has wiped out organization in the Edgar Thompson Works, has wiped out organization in the Coke region, and are about to wipe out organization in Homestead.
No!
The time has come to send Mr. Frick a message.
That's right.
We do not accept the new pay scale.
No.
We do not accept the poor working conditions.
No.
We do not accept the long hours.
No.
And why can we do this? Because we are a union.
Yeah!
And nobody will break us.
Yeah!
All those in favor of striking, raise your hands.
Yeah!